Hi, I'm Eileen Balinski, senior editor at Living on Earth, and with me now is Mark Seth Lender. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Eileen.
Mark, whales are a major part of Inuit culture. Did you see evidence of that during your travels?
Very much so. I was in a traditional Inuit community called Ahwiat, where Inuktitut is spoken as a first language, as a matter of fact. And that name in Inuktitut means place of the bowhead whale. So you can see even in the place names that whales were very important. They used to hunt bowhead whales there. That whale, owing to commercial whaling, is much in decline. So any bowhead hunting that takes place is simply ceremonial, and very few animals are taken. But they do still hunt belugas in fairly large number.
Does the population of belugas tolerate that?
Well, yes and no. You have traditional hunting in which a single man in a kayuk with a harpoon he's made himself goes out and harpoons a whale, or maybe it's a few men in an umiuk, and the same way, they're harpooning a whale, taking it back to shore, and then using every bit of it. There's only so much hunting you can do with that kind of technology. Now you have men in aluminum boats with the 100-horsepower motor on the back, and they're shooting high-powered rifles, so many more whales per hunter can be taken. But that does not seem to account for the decline, and the whales are declining. We don't have really good population numbers, but the population's probably dropped in half in the last few decades. And the general consensus, and I, from what I've seen, I tend to agree with this, is that pollution is a major cause, human disturbance, because as the Arctic is developed more and more for mining, as more and more shipping moves through the Northwest Passage, as the passage opens up and the ice melts and the commotion and hubbub increases, the whales are going to be under more and more pressure. And so the real problems that the beluga has come from us and not so much from the Inuit.
Mark, the beluga is a really big animal. When you were in the water, were you afraid of what you might find close up?
Well, they can weigh 3,000 pounds. You know, it was such a unique experience. They were coming right up to me, facing right in front of me, and turning so they could look me in the eye, and they'd swim along with you a little while and then move on. The adults were doing it. The young whales were doing it. It was really extraordinary. They were so interested in me. So I really didn't have any fear. I suppose I should have, especially when that one took my hand in its mouth. It was just like being, you know, brushed with her lips. It was really something. And I felt such a connection to them. The other interesting thing about them, of course, is, you know, the way they know you're there is because you're making sound. And they particularly like it when you sing to them, which I was doing.
Yeah, I have to ask, what did you sing to them? It wasn't Rafi's Baby Beluga.
No, it wasn't. I was singing opera. Not that I'm a great opera buff, but I was singing a piece called The Flower Song from Lakme. And it's a duet for soprano and mezzo-soprano, so you can imagine it wasn't probably wasn't the performance the whales were looking for. And in fact, they like women better than men. Women get much more surrounded than men do because their voices are at a higher register, and they like that. So I was doing that and squeaking my snorkel, and they came over and sang back to me. It was just marvelous.
Sounds amazing.
Marvelous.
Mark Seth Lender, thanks so much.
Thanks, Eileen.